That was It's Easier from the EP Fast Love by Cam Blake, a singer, songwriter, and producer from Vancouver who has recently released his new single, Losing My Mind, as well as its accompanying official video. I spoke with Cam over Skype. Cam, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Yeah, actually. My dad was a pianist and just like an overall musician for, since he was like 5 years old or so. So we grew up like listening to all like the, classic rock bands that, every boomer dad listens to. And then we got like Guitar Hero and everything. So we started like, getting more into playing somewhat and listening to like it all like on our own. And then, started playing piano when I was really young and then guitar and then vocals. And I really got back into it again when I was like six.
did you just say you got into it again when you were six?
Yeah, well, like I started piano when I was really young, and then I stopped for the longest time, like for 2 years or whatever, and then got back into vocals when I was six, and then back at, when I was like eight into guitar, and then I stopped again, and then now I've just kept going since I was like 10 or 11 or something.
Do you remember what the first song or album was that you ever bought for yourself?
I remember the first vinyl record that I ever bought was Exodus by Bob Marley. That was a big day. Got my record player when I think I was like 10 or something, and I've been collecting ever since.
Do you have a favorite guitar, one you especially love?
I have like two main guitars right now. I have my Strat, and I have my Telecaster. Honestly, yeah, my Strat is just kind of like it's what I use to record like 90% of the guitar parts on the album. So, yeah, that's a special guitar to me. But I'm getting the Telecaster like all painted up and stuff, put a bunch of flowers on it and stuff, so it's gonna look cool. But yeah, the Strat is definitely my instrument of choice.
How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a beat or a hook or a riff?
What I usually do is kind of like any cool like phrases or anything kind of come to mind, or I'm having like, cool conversations with people and like just certain phrases or words stick out. I'll always write them down just to remember them. But when it comes to like actually like fleshing out the song and doing all that, I usually will just think of a topic after I write like some sort of beat or some sort of chord progression, and then kind of put those into it and kind of wrap it around the song and make it all make sense within the mood and everything.
How do you feel your sounds evolved from your earlier music to your more recent recordings with Adagio Music?
Well, when I first started making music, it was rap, like almost like early 2000s kind of mixed with like, I don't know, it was a strange era in my music making career, but I wasn't really sure what I was doing, and I was listening to lots of old hip hop, and I wanted to, kind of get on that wave too. And then as I kept writing, it kind of became more and more like R&B kind of soul, indie kind of stuff. And then it got really dark and turned into like weird, like atmospheric, like metal rock. I don't really know what I was doing with that record. it was really strange. It was some like concept thing that I wrote when I was 17. And yeah, anyway. And then now I feel like I've kind of finally found like a sound that is more consistent and also like fits the kind of music that I've been listening to for over the past, like, entirety of my life. So, yeah, it kind of is like, it takes different bits of all of the different like genres and phases that I've gone through in my writing career, I guess. But right now it's kind of more solidified and kind of there's a more obvious kind of sound and direction that I'm heading in.
You released your EP Fast Love last year. Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
Oh, yeah. I mean, looking back, the name was a bit of an oversight. But all the songs are kind of around that, you know, young relationship kind of things. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they happen really quickly and you get lots of feelings and then, you know, everything kind of goes to shit and it's just like, oh, you know what I mean? And you kind of have to deal with those annoying emotions of heartbreak and all that. So, yeah, so I was just out of high school or whatever. And, you know, I was dealing with all those things. And then I just kind of was seeing also like a bunch of my friends go through the same kinds of things. So I just kind of kept writing songs about that kind of stuff. And lots of the new record kind of touches on those things because, like, it's something that, like, lots of people can kind of relate with. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's anybody who can't relate with some sort of heartbreak, you know? And that whole EP was just kind of based around, those fast relationships you go through when you're a kid, you know?
Tell me about Fast Love.
It's really like a minimalist song. It's kind of like the one that I wrote like the fastest, but it kind of meant the most to me because like I just sat down and recorded it in like, you know, an hour, you know, and it was just one of those songs that I didn't really touch up or anything. It just kind of like just came together and I just kind of was like, okay, this is cool, you know? And honestly, the lyrics are kind of dumb, but and they just kind of repeat the same thing like 10 times. But I don't know. It's just one of those songs that's more about the way that it sounds and less about the way that it's written, you know? At the end of the day, like the writing and the, you know, the heart that I put into the songs is definitely there. So, you know, all those songs mean just as much as any of the new songs I've written, even though I don't really mess with the production side that much, you know.
This is take 4 of Fast Love.